Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 52 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is A Family Around Scripture. Deuteronomy 6:1-3 says, "Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the rules, that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over, to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son's son, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I have commanded you, all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey." Our text today is Joshua 8, verses 34-35. "And afterward, he read all the words of the law, the blessing and the curse, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded that Joshua did not read before all the assembly of Israel, and the women, and the little ones, and the sojourners who lived among them." God gave Moses the commandments so that his people could live by them in the Promised Land. God was guiding them into enemy land, where they would be living in a culture that was foreign to God's ways and laws. So it was vitally important that Israel did not conform to the world around them. They would need constant reminders of how God taught them to live. If Israel obeyed God's word, it would go well for them. What good would it be living in the Promised Land if they lived under a curse rather than the blessings of God? David Jackman, in his Preaching the Word commentary series, gives some incredible comments on this last section of Joshua 8. "Everybody needs to hear the repeated revelation of the mind and will of God. Men, women, children, the resident aliens, including proselytes like Rahab, and they need to hear all the words of the law. Every individual has a personal responsibility to be obedient to the terms of the covenant, and neither gender nor age nor ethnic origin is a cause for exception. There is never to be another Achan. We are not told specifically about the people's response, for only God knows the heart, but certainly no one was left in any doubt as to what the Lord required of them and how to live so as to be pleasing to him. However, the predominant note is that of blessing the people of Israel. Yes, the cursings will have to be read and heeded, since they are the obverse side of the covenant relationship when unfaithfulness occurs, but they are not the main emphasis, nor is their avoidance the major motivation. It is the rehearsal of the blessings that is designated to win the people's gratitude and affections, so that obedience becomes the natural response of thankfulness. Just look at what can be yours if you will love the Lord your God with all your being, expressed by trust and obedience. That is the emphasis. This is helpful as we come to see how these principles relate to us in our own day. We live in a culture that wants to be self-sufficient. We don't want to have to trust or depend on anybody. We want to run our own lives in our own way. We are adept at creating and worshiping any number of idols as substitutes for God, but behind them all stands the great idol of self, governing our lives with all the false confidence of creaturely pride and rebellion against the Creator. Obedience, then, becomes a hateful concept, since we have come to believe that no one, not even God if he exists, has the right to tell us what or what not to do. One of the most recorded popular songs in recent decades is "My Way," with its reoccurring line, "I did it my way." So when someone is converted to Christ, a great deal of reprogramming is needed. The most fundamental Christian creed is Jesus Christ is Lord, which is why he can be the Savior. Yet so much contemporary evangelism either plays down or even ignores this central reality. Thus, We have many who would claim Jesus as Savior and expect to enjoy all the blessings of forgiveness and peace, but who clearly are not living their daily lives with Jesus as Lord. Biblically, this is not just inconsistent, but ultimately impossible, since there cannot be a rescue without coming under the rescuer's rule. Consider these questions. Why do you think God had Joshua read all the words of the law, the blessing and the curse, according to all that is written in the book of the law? How do you obey God's word completely in a culture that opposes God? How does Deuteronomy 6, 4-9 relate to Joshua 8, 34-35? Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I commanded you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Pray with me. Lord, we thank you for your word. Teach us how to live in a world that opposes you, that we may be lights in your kingdom. We love you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.